For CJLO News, I'm Alexandre Denis. Father Claude Groux has returned to celebrate Mass at the St. Joseph Oratory 1 week after being stabbed. The priest announced that security measures were being evaluated, but the oratory shall remain open to all. The incident happened last week during Mass that was being live-streamed online. Fortunately, the injuries were minor, and he was released from hospital the same day. The priest said he did not know the attacker, but hopes he will receive the helps he need. In provincial news, the CAC's promised secularism bill was tabled on Thursday. The bill contains various new rules regulating religious symbols in the government. The bill has been controversial for its treatment of religious minorities. Symbols like the hijab, kippah, and turban would all be prohibited from certain positions. Affected positions include teachers, principals, police officers, and crown prosecutors. Absent from the new law are any plans to remove the crucifix from the National Assembly. However, a motion to move it was approved unanimously, and the CAC has promised to relocate it. The bill also makes use of the notwithstanding clause, shielding it from the Charter of Rights and Freedom for 5 years. In international news, the Brexit plan has once again fallen in the UK Parliament. Ahead of this one, Prime Minister Theresa May had promised to resign if it passed. Brexit was scheduled for March 29th, but a complete inability to pass any sort of deal in Parliament has left the UK in an uncertain position. April 12th is now the new date, with a possible extension until May 12th if May can get a majority vote on a deal. If not, it's a no-deal Brexit on April 12th. The UK has been in a standstill over Brexit after refusing all deals, no deal, a second referendum, or abandoning Brexit altogether. Despite this, the government weathered a no-confidence vote and a leadership challenge. To hear the newscast and learn more about the news team, visit cjlo.com/news.